What does an 18-year veteran of the tech industry and a 20-year veteran of the military have in common? More than you might think. Welcome, everyone, to the Second Act podcast, leveling up your life's journey. We launched our founding membership, and we already have some people signed up in a very short period of time. Actually, we got to give a shout out on that note to George, Connor, Karen, Melissa, and John. And that's not John Ballinger, the co-host. It's another John who has signed up. So it's just a handful of folks, but people who value the mission and of the show and what we're doing. So thank you for your founding membership, and we hope to see more folks joining soon.
Oh, we will see. We'll see. But had to start with one or five, and those were them. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. So it's just Michael and I today.
It's been a while. It's been months since we did one of these.
It has been. And you know, when you called and said, hey, it was going to be just us, I was a little down, because I love the quality of our guests, one, that you and I have found, or the people that just hit us up and want to be on the show. But then two, the stories are amazing. Full of grit, resilience, people that have just adjusted to the strokes that life has given them. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to hear. But to have you on the show.
Yep.
You and I, it's kind of like a Joe Rogan show, you know, where it's just intimate.
Yeah,
we can go as long as we want because we got no one waiting around for us. You know, we can do a three-hour show.
Who knows? I mean, I've got a couple of things written down, but who knows where this episode is going to go? But I know you're a master at the sort of ad hoc, on the fly conversation.
Completely right. Off the hip.
I've gotten better. I think it's the meditation that's gotten me to this point where I'm more comfortable.
Shout out to John McCaskill.
John McCaskill is going to be a guest on our show. And so you're committed now, John. But
if he can ever get on the same page as his virtual assistant, that'd be great. We could just work on that.
We had sort of a coincidental meeting two, 3 years ago, and I'll talk about this more when he comes on, but he introduced me to the mindfulness and meditation stuff, and you know, part of me sort of laughed it off before I met him, but then I was like, hey, this guy is a, you know, 20-year Navy SEAL. He left as a Navy SEAL commander. If he's finding value in it, is sort of one of the tougher human beings on Earth, maybe there's something to explore there. So like we do on our show, we go into everything with an open mind and an open heart, and I apply that in like my personal life as well. I'm just really open to the thoughts and advice he was willing to share with me and the things he suggested I do, and it's been life-changing in some ways. It really has. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I've been inspired by him too, because of course he lives down here in the Springs, and we run into each other or purposely plan something together. And it's always interesting to compare our journeys post-military with, you know, where we came from, where we're currently at, what we're striving for, and you know, how we're going to get there. And I don't necessarily subscribe to the meditation part, but our faith is big between the two of us. We share that. And that's really a big part of my life. And so I get it. But, you know, it's cool to see where he's going, and just the attention that it's garnering. So we'd love to have you on, John, whenever you link up with your virtual
he is
assistant.
Booked. So I am confident John is going to show up. I think it's either this month or next that he's got his recording with us, and that'll be a fun conversation. It'll be with two guys who you and John, the two Johns who have had an influence on my life. So I'm looking forward
That's
to
awesome.
That one.
Well, should we
yeah.
kick the show off?
Yeah, let's do
officially.
It. Do you want to welcome everyone back?
I would. Thanks, Michael, for that invitation. I would like to welcome everyone back to the Second Act Show with John and Michael. Man, we are stoked to be here again today with you. And it's just Michael and I, so intimate setting, and we're just going to reflect on a lot of things that we've encountered over the last couple months as a show, the things that we're facing in our personal lives and the growth of our community. And I think we got a couple of surprises.
Nice.
Maybe. As usual, Michael's got notes. I don't have any, so I'm completely off the cuff and just winging it right now. So, Michael, with that,
yeah,
start us off.
I mean, first and foremost, I just want to thank you for the continued listenership from our audience. And, you know, we wouldn't be anywhere without them up to this point. And over the last few months, and then, you know, part of late last year, we started to introduce guests to the show. And it's just been a, to use your word, John, a phenomenal experience getting these guests on. And
yes.
And them sharing their life journeys, the ups and downs, and some of the pivots that they've had. And I was talking with someone who listens to the show regularly this morning, and they said that our show gives anybody who's listening hope. You know, some of the underlying message of what we share, what our guests share, is that of hope with these stories, which was one of our goals from the beginning. And, you know, you and I come from different backgrounds, our guests come from all different backgrounds, and the Second Act is a place where people can share and feel heard and hope that their stories help others. And it sounds like it is, whether they're contemplating it or they're about to do it or they're in the middle of it. It's really awesome to hear that if someone were to, you know, sort of describe what they're getting out of it, it's that of hope.
Yeah. It's really cool to hear that perspective because I had an interesting perspective of my own today. Woke up this morning, it's Monday. I've got a normal big call with the company I currently work for, Guardian Jet. And it's kind of a call where we catch up on the previous week and what everybody's focused on and what we're projecting to do this next week and who we're talking to. And I got ready for the call last night. Had the call this morning and then walked away from the call thinking, man, I'm struggling. I do not know if I've found my stride or if I've found what works for me yet. And I don't even know if I'm in the right industry. This Second Act may not even be a second act at all. It may just be you know, the intermission between two acts. Who knows? But I take that, and then 30 minutes later, I take a coaching call for somebody that wants to have direction implemented in their life. They want to have accountability. They want to go towards something bigger than what they're currently striving for. And they're asking me for that assistance. And I think, man, 30 minutes ago, I had no idea if I was even in the right space. Now I'm helping somebody get to where they want to go and grow bigger than they ever thought they could. And I just think that that right there, that instance, encompasses what this show is all about being in a place where we have a goal, we have somewhere we're going, but we're not there yet. And even if we are, there's more down the road, but we're able to turn around and help those behind us. And I think every guest that we've had on our show, every one of them is given a piece of information that's been able to help boost somebody else behind them. And that to me is amazing. It's really cool to see that happen in my own life, your life, and then the lives of our guests and our audience. So that all being said, the journey's never over. It's like we talked about in our first couple episodes. It's the OODA loop, right? I'm in that loop constantly with my job, but then I'm also reaching out and grabbing other people at a different spot in their loop And for anybody that's listening that doesn't know about the OODA loop, John Boyd, Air Force Colonel, created in Vietnam this concept of the OODA loop, which is orient or observe, orient, decide, and act. So it's a process of figuring out where you are, what you're going after, and figuring out how to attack that situation, acting on it, and then doing it all over again. Figure out where those actions led you, now where you're at in regards to that goal, and starting that process all over again. So
I think it's genius. I mean, the framework is, in my opinion, it's sort of simple in nature, but it's very powerful in how it sort of helps you think about adapting to your environment and sort of making decisions as you go. Because you don't know from 1 minute to the next what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you just do sort of the best you can do right now in the moment with what you have and put it out there in the world and see where it takes you.
Yeah.
But you're talking about paying it back. Our guest, Eric Ballaruno, who talked about franchise ownership and him jumping into that world, had another audience member, listener, share that he was contemplating buying a franchise. And some of the things that Eric had shared in his experience
gave him
something to think about that he hadn't thought about before. So it's not just hope, but there's actually practical advice that's coming along with some of the things and messages that our guests are sharing. And I love that. I love that.
Man, that's awesome. And I think that's what it's been about ever since day one. You know, you and I have both talked about our mentors in our lives. And, you know, it's amazing that we've got so many highs and lows in our lives. And it's hard to sometimes recall those wins and those losses and those places that we've been and those things that we've done. But I bet if I asked you the top five people in your life that have influenced you the most, you could name them right now. And I could too, because some of those people are my mentors that have just stopped what they were doing in the pursuit of what they're after and have reached back, lended a hand, maybe some words of wisdom to say, hey, come on, let's do this together. Let me help you out. And those people stand out in our minds. I bet everybody listening can name three or four or five people in their lives right now that have meant the most to them and can probably tell you why they've meant the most. And there's just something truly exceptional about that we're able to recall those people and what they've done for that reason. So that's what we want to do is put those people that are able to reach back and help others behind them on this show, interview them, talk about their issues and their struggles and their conquests and their, you know, daily, you know, little victories that they're able to achieve to help somebody else who hasn't necessarily found their way yet.
And I don't think, John, we haven't deviated from our sort of mission and vision when we started. Like we had an idea, I think, of what the podcast was going to start out with. And then we sort of tested that. And we pivoted in the first release and then started to go in one direction with sort of outside influences helping shape what we were going to talk about. A lot of it is around the community and connection and mentorship and paying it forward to those who are either in the same circumstance or, again, who are coming up in the world and trying to figure life out. And, outside of the obvious family members, you know, your mom, your dad, your sister, your wife, your kids who play a significant role in how you think about the world and how you act in the world. There's also some important people along the way at each stage or each chapter of your life. And I know you've named yours. I think it would be, I'd need to give it some thought on who those are because there's different times and different places where folks have sort of, the universe has sort of have them popped into my world and shared some amazing insights and knowledge. And it's not always the easiest to take at times. But looking back, it's like, man, that was something for some reason or another I remember, and it's made an impact on how I have lived my life, and I'm thankful for it.
Yeah. Speaking of family, you know, as we were getting ready to go on the air, I was reflecting. I just spent a week with my family on vacation. And I would, you know, first, let me say, we were very intentional about trying to put our phones down, spend time with my two boys and my wife. And
nice.
Not, you know, not let work get in the way, and just be together, knowing that it's a precious time. And, you know, we talk about the important people in our lives, and I would admonish anybody listening that's got spouse and kids or significant others around them to take the time to break away, set the phone down, turn the TV off, close the computer, and just be intentional, be focused on the people right in front of you. And I know there's people that say, man, dude, you don't get it. I work three jobs just to put money on the, you know, food on the table. But I guarantee if they tried to set aside 5, 10, 15 minutes and just one-on-one with their kids, one-on-one with their spouse, ask them some questions that they haven't ever asked them before, or just dig deeper than the daily grind, you'll find some true gems in there. And you, one of those people that are around you the most may be one of the ones that become the most influential. My boy said some pretty profound things this week when I was with him in just the daily conversation, because I had no other distractions. Yep. So I was fully listening. And my 8-year-old son said some hysterical things, but they were profound. And it really just, it made me hungry for the next time that I can put down everything and just be in front of them
again. It doesn't get more authentic than words from a child, like how they share information and see the world. It's almost completely unfiltered. There's not a lot of, you know, things that have influenced them up to a certain point. And so what you're getting is real raw feedback from their point of view. And sometimes, it, like you said, it's hysterical, it's funny, but at the same time, it can be like, oh, that's kind of profound what you just said. Like, oh, I need to think about that for a second.
Yeah.
And you brought up a good point, John. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a week's vacation on a cruise or 15, 30 minutes dedicated in a day, just on a weekend day with the people that you want to share life with. Those uninterrupted moments with those folks where you make that amazing connection, where you're 100% present and listening to each other, it doesn't matter how little or how long that time is. That connection is really special to both you and that other person.
Yeah, and you know, you hit on something that I didn't even think about, and that is the lens at which our kids see life, you know, and something happens to us as we age where we get these different colored lenses and we get these other filters put on us. And, you know, my 8-year-old son doesn't have any of those.
Right.
You know, maybe he's got a few, but, you know, having him sit on the mountain with me where we went snowboarding, and having him ask, Dad, why does that guy do that? You know, which to me is seeing a 35-year-old guy do something that I've seen been done 1,000 times. It's like, oh, I don't know. It's just the way the world works. But having my son question some of those things, they don't, you know, an 8-year-old doesn't see color or race or religion or, you know, political differences. They just see the world as it's happening. And there's something that's very pure about that. And it can be funny, and it can be a eye-opening experience for us that we've accepted things just as they are, but it also can be a great teaching point for us to reach down and teach our kids maybe how to right some of the wrongs that we've made in our lives, or to shape them in ways that we wish we could have been shaped. So again, yeah, great point about, you know, the kids and their honesty. And that's part of what makes it so much fun, is to talk to somebody that doesn't have those filters that we've got built on us now at,
you know, midlife. Sometimes I wish we had a way to unsee, unhear things that we've heard along the way, but that's not possible. So, I think it comes back to just doing your best to maintain an open mind and an open heart, and try to see it from someone else's perspective. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with it. But at least give someone the opportunity to explain and share sort of why they see the world a certain way.
Yeah. Let's shift gears and let's talk about just the growth that you and I have experienced over the past 5 months in the show, and where we're at in the show, and maybe a sneak peek of what's going to be happening.
Well, it's been about exactly 1 year, John, since we met in person for the first time. April of last year, April of 2023.
Yeah.
We had coffee up in my part of town for the first time in person.
Yep.
And this crazy idea was born. And what an amazing experience it's been. You know, we sort of ventured out and into this sort of creative aspect of the world that we don't have a lot of experience in.
Yep.
And for me, I don't know if you, when you left the military, if there was sort of a spiritual dimension that you doubled down on, or that became more to the forefront of what you were doing. And then there's sort of the wellness aspect. So like just recentering yourself on what's important in life and, you know, doing things for mental and physical health, all those things sort of came together in this process, at least for me. And I, you know, we've put our heart and soul into trying to create this thing called the Second Act. And it's just been a really fun experience talking to amazing people and living out, you know, some of the goals that we had laid out when we started this.
It's interesting, you know, thinking back on that coffee that we had a year ago. I was doing a couple things. I was doing some commercial real estate. I was coaching and doing some, you know, very intentional meetings with people to help them get further along in their life towards their goals. I was doing a little speaking. The one thing I did not set out on my list to do was podcast. And a year later, the one thing that I'm doing is podcasts.
Sure.
I mean, I'm still doing some commercial real estate. I'm still coaching a little bit and speaking a little bit. But the point of that is, when you set out to do something or a couple things, sometimes it's the thing that you least expect that takes hold, and it kind of captivates what you're doing and your attention and what you are excited about. And so I like to remind people not to get frustrated in the process, not to get caught up in what they're, you know, maybe failing at, because something else is on the heels of that failure that's going to propel you farther than you ever thought you were going to go. And you're going to turn around and be like, I never thought I was going to do this, but it just happened because you were there and you were trying to do something. You were turning thought into effort into action, and it started working. And so it's interesting to look back a year and think about the people we've interviewed and the conversations you and I have had, even this conversation, and think it never would have happened if we just didn't take a chance. If we didn't say yes to something and put forth our effort an energy towards it.
We walked through the door and we didn't know where that door was going to lead. And
yeah,
I think it's just a testament to
yeah.
us both having that growth mindset, where we're open to challenges and trying new things and having a willingness to travel the road. It may lead to failure. It may lead to success. But like you said, putting your heart and soul and all your energy behind something to see if it works. And it's just been an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we are today exactly where we envisioned, good or bad. But you see just little pieces of the building blocks continue to come together. And, you know, this could be something
yeah.
we could do until, you know, you and I are in the nursing home together. I don't know. It's just fun. It's a fun way to connect with people and each other in this process. And we've gotten to the point
yeah.
where, you know, I think we've dialed in our process, and we're very grateful for the guests, the early guests that have come on, and how that's manifested into other guests. And we have a good sort of backlog of guests who love the show and want to come on the show and share their stories. And we've been able to reduce the time and effort it takes to get all of this sort of released each week. You know, we've been able to manage that
yep.
in an efficient and an effective way, in a cost-effective way as well. So I find myself, and I'm sure you do too, now with some more time. I know you've dedicated yours to Guardian Jet, and I've got more time probably than I should at this point, and we're trying to build other pieces of the business up as part of that.
Yeah.
I'll say the biggest downside to this, though, has been some of the loneliness that comes with starting something on your own. And it's funny, I was at
yeah.
this networking event at my son's school. They have it once a quarter. I was at this table, and there's people with all different backgrounds, entrepreneurs, corporate folks and stuff. And somebody had commented, oh, maybe you can relate to this, John. He's in the real estate business, and he was asked to take a, if I'm going to sort of bastardize this a little bit, but take this idea of building up a real estate portfolio in a certain part of the country. He's got to raise funds to do so and piece together this real estate fund. And he just was like sort of set out there to go do it. And he brought up this idea of like just the lonely aspect of it. You're like sort of, here you go figure it out. And you know, when you're sitting in a home office
yep.
And you're sort of doing the entrepreneurial thing by yourself, you know, with you virtually, it can get a little bit lonely.
Yep.
You don't get the water cooler talk, you don't get the connection in the office, you don't get the normal office stuff. And so you start to think like, hey, you know, and some of the frustrating things, which they're at any company, you know, maybe I can deal with some of that if I have that community.
Yeah.
And then you start to think about what's really important about working for a company. And a lot of people can get behind a product and a sector or a market segment and the mission of a company. But what's really, really important is the culture and the people and the camaraderie, and that you're working with people who are really skilled, who are really authentic
yep.
with one another and want to do their best work. That's the most important thing, in my opinion, that people should look for, and then, you know, figure out if they like, you know, the part of the world that this company is trying to conquer.
You hit on a great point. And I you know, came from the Marine Corps, where we're a very tight-knit group of people all supporting the same cause within our organization, whatever size that is. But you're right. I would go in on a daily basis, not worried about the relationships. I was worried about the mission at hand, because I knew everybody else around me was focused on that same thing. And that brought along camaraderie and teamwork and the conversations. And you know, now that I'm in an industry, there I've definitely got, you know, coworkers, 40 people in my company now, but I've got a 10-state territory, and I find myself at conferences and at meetings by myself, at hotels and dinners by myself, and I'm growing that territory out so that more and more people know me, so that eventually as I go to these places on a reoccurring basis, I start seeing familiar faces, but it can be lonely. The entrepreneur, solopreneur, whatever, go out on your own and create something can be lonely. And that's why it's important to have a strong community around you, whether it's your spouse and your family or your kids, and but it can be a mentor or a coach or, you know, somebody that's just right on the outside enough to where you respect their authority and their opinion to give you some guidance. Because if you don't have that, you're going to wake up very lonely. And, you know, they say solopreneurship isn't really a thing because you've gotten to where you're at and you're doing the thing that you are doing because of the people behind you. And so, you know, it is important to gather that circle to keep from being isolated, because the minute you get isolated, you're going to start thinking, what's this all for? And if it's not to share with somebody else, it's all for naught.
Yeah. So, I mean, people, myself included, as a reminder, you know, do your best to make time for people when they ask for just a couple of minutes. They may be having a bad day, a bad week, or they want to share something great and share it with somebody. So just, you know, pick up that phone, respond to that email as best as you can. I know it's not possible if you get 1,000 people trying to reach you, but it can make a difference to that person.
100%.
Where do you want to go next, John?
That was, I don't know. You take the steering wheel for a second. I'm reeling from, I think that was pretty deep, and I feel like it was hopefully encouraging for somebody out there who is either in the process right now and they're like, I don't know if I can do it on my own. I hope it's helpful to know that they're not alone, but also know the importance of reaching out to that person. I do a thing called Thankful Thursdays.
Amazing.
Where I'm usually in the car and, you know, I love voice to text is sometimes is painful as that is, because it can't spell my wife's name right ever. But I sit there and I try, you know, on the drive from Denver to Colorado Springs or, you know, wherever I'm going, I've got an hour in the car. I can text 4 or 5 people that just come to mind. And so I like to sit there for a sec, think of, you know, 1 or 5 people. And as they start coming to mind, I just send them a quick text. Hey, man, you know, hey, Michael, I was thinking about you today. I just want to let you know that, man, I'm pulling for you and I hope, you know, whatever you're chasing after is, you know, something that you can achieve. And if not, I'm here to help you out. And if there's something I can do to help, please let me know. But just know that I was thinking about you today. And hit send. You know, that's the text. And yeah, it may not mean anything to them, but there's a chance that that one person or those 3 people, it may mean the world to. It may be the difference that they needed that day. And so, you know, doing something like that on a regular basis for me, like I said, Thankful Thursday, it's just an easy thing to do. Send out 5 texts to people that I haven't spoken to in 6 months, a year, you know, a high school friend. And it may be awkward, but it may engage them in a way that spurs on a completely new and rejuvenated relationship.
It's amazing that we're talking about this, because in my last company, Greg, if you're listening to this episode, you're going to enjoy this. Greg had initiated Thankful Thursday in a corporate setting within the team, where every Thursday we carved out some time. And just someone, each person sort of, it was a round robin, round table type of discussion, would say something they're thankful for that someone else did for the week. And it, sometimes it was like very unexpected. It's like, whoa, I didn't know you sort of got anything out of that, but now you're here like in front of this group sharing that this was a huge impact for either that person or for the business.
Yeah.
And it continued on for quite a while. I don't know if it, I can't recall if it evolved into something else or sort of merged with another meeting, but I know everyone liked it. And then, you know, other departments started to get word of this and, you know, would join in once in a while. So if you're in a corporate setting, it can work there, or in John's setting where you're just sort of on the road and you're having, you know, some thoughts about who I should reach out to this week. I think both work very well. And like John said, if you can't, you don't know how the other person's going to respond. It really may mean the world to them to just get that. It could turn their entire week around if they got a nice 3-sentence text message, and they could be just having a catastrophic week for one reason or another. So just remember, it's just little things. It's just those little statements of gratitude that just go a long way.
Yeah, I agree, man. Well, we're winding down on time, I think. But I want to encourage, you know, the listeners that we have to just keep tuning in, because I looked at the lineup the other day, and man, I was like, we have got some
amazing
powerhouses coming on the show, and I'm really, really excited to hear, you know, their experiences with real estate and their experience with coaching and mindfulness, meditation, navigating the corporate world to the level that they have been. And just, man, it's exciting to see that lineup and think, I cannot believe these people are willing to just spend an hour with us and dole out wisdom, you know, for the listeners. So, man, I would just say to those that are listening, stay tuned and let us know too. Let us know what's interesting, or if there's a guest that you'd love to hear them, you know, be interviewed by us and tell their life story and what they're doing now. We'd love to have them on the show too. I think we've got a pretty significant wait list growing, but we'd love to put them on there and have them on. So,
yeah, I know I've taken stuff away, life lessons from our guests, and I can remember specific things from each one of our guest episodes that stand out for me about their life. So to me, that's a sign of like having a genuine connection with someone when you're like dialed in and listening and understanding their story. And I mean, I'd like to call them all, you know, friends at this point. It's just been the feedback John and I have gotten from our guests after the show. I couldn't be more thankful for, and again, like John just said, the willingness of some of these folks to come on and share their stories. A year ago, if you had told me this, I would have been like, yeah, okay, whatever. No way.
Yeah. And these guests are amazing. You know, like I said, they open up their schedule for us for an hour, but I feel like after the interview, I could hang out with them. You know, I was in Wichita, and I won't name the guest, but I was in Wichita, and I reached out to one of our guests and said, hey, would you like to hang out and grab dinner? He was like, yeah, I'm out of town now, but next time you come back in town, let's do it. And, you know, that's pretty cool to have that relationship with someone after an hour or so. It's a testament to the quality of 100%. People that are coming on. So,
100%. All right, John. Well, I think we're wrapping it up here.
I guess so.
This was fun. I was going to ask you more questions about your Guardian Jet business, but you know what? We'll save that for our members. Let's save it.
Let's do an episode on just relationships and building out relationships.
Yep.
Because that's truly what it's about. And let's talk about the nuances of how to do that wrong and how
to
do it
right. You're a master at that, so I that should be a good episode.
All right, look forward to it.
Look forward to it as well. All right, folks, thank you for listening.
Yeah,
and we'll talk to you again next week.
See you again next week.
See ya.
Second Act with Michael and John stars Michael Newborn and John Ballinger. The podcast is produced by Seltzer Kings. For more information on the show, check out michaelandjohn.com. Or if you'd like to get involved in the conversation, give the guys a shout on their socials at The Second Act with Michael and John on most platforms. Thanks for listening. Oh, God, stop it.